Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Resh Pei Aleph Omid Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Brura and actually starting a new separate section, the last section of the fourth volume, which is Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. And today happens to be my mother's yard site. I'm dictating this on Zayin Tammuz. My mother, Alei HaShalom, is Chana Bas Meir Avram Imi Morosi. She was a Holocaust survivor, a wonderful woman. She survived Auschwitz and Baruch Hashem was able to raise a Torah family here in the United States and now Kanayin Hara in Eretz Yisrael as well. And this learning today should be a wonderful ili for her holy neshama. So we begin a brand new section today, Simen Tov Yud Zayin, which begins the Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. And we're going to have a very, very short Mechaber and Ramah today and spend a lot of time on the Mishnah Brura and the Dear Shu footnotes. So what I'm going to do is finish off the entire Mechaber and Ramah and start the Mishnah Brura. And then as we have time, we'll go through the many detailed, interesting halachos in the Dear Shu footnotes. So the Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph. Rosh Chodesh Mutar Basias Melacha. The Mechaber tells us that one is permitted to do work on Rosh Chodesh, as opposed to the Yomim Tovim, where there's an Issa Melacha. On Rosh Chodesh, there is no Issa Melacha Midaraisa. However, the Hanoshim Shenoagos Shelo Lasos Bo Melacha, the women specifically had a custom not to do Melacha, who Minhag Tov. He says this is a very beautiful Minhag. The Shari Tshuva over here already brings down if men say, I'm not going to work on Rosh Chodesh, that is an ignorant thing to do. He concludes, however, and he says, Hakol lefi haminhag. Every place should follow its customs. So that's the Mechaber, the entire Mechaber for today. And the Ramah has a short statement. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'im haminhag lasos miktsas melachos lo lasos ketzason. He says, it's not an absolute issa that the women have accepted upon themselves. In some places, they accepted upon themselves to do certain melachos and not do other melachos. Every place had its own custom. Azlinon bosar haminhag. He begs down from the Beis Yosef that the Ramah says that we follow the minhag of the makom, as we just brought down in the Shari Tshuva. There is no din over here. Every place should follow its appropriate minhagim. That's the entire simon in Mechaber and Ramah. Now we'll begin the Mishnah Berurahs over here. And as I said, there are many Dear Shu footnotes, but we're going to try to go through the Mishnah Berurah first to make sure we get through that, and then we'll do as many of the footnotes as we can. The Mishnah Berurah begins in Sif Katan Aleph. Minog Kadmonenu. He says a very early custom over here. Levarech es haChodesh b'Shabbos lifnei Rosh Chodesh. The minog is to go and bench Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Mevarchim, as we call it, to bench Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos before the Rosh Chodesh will fall out in that following week. In the Shaar HaTzion, in Os Aleph, the Chavetz Chaim brings down that this is brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Yireyim, and this is also in the Or Zeruah and the Abu Dram. And he says as well, they bring down the Minhag to say the Misha Osa Nisim that we are familiar with, and also to say various other Kapitloch and Tfilos, as is our custom. The one exception to this rule is Chutz B'Lifnei Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. We don't bless the month. We don't do Shabbos Mevarchim when we're in the last few days of Elul, and we would say that Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, falls out on such and such a day. We don't Mevarch the Chodesh for that month. And he says there's an allusion to this from the Pasuk, Beremez Lazer, Bakesel Yom Chagenu. This is an allusion in the Pasuk where it says it will be hidden in the month that the Yom Tov comes out where the moon is hidden, which is, of course, the only one that occurs for is Rosh Hashanah. Some as well have the custom not to say Mevarachim for Rosh Chodesh Av. Mishum Shu Chodesh Al Paran. It's because, of course, the terrible things that have occurred throughout our history and during the 9 days and during the Shua Shechalbo and, of course, on Tisha B'Av. All tied originally to the Chet of the Meraglim, but many, many terrible things have happened to us during this period of time. So, therefore, some had the custom not to bless it. However, our custom is that we normally do. As is brought down Dirshu footnote number 2 from the Shari Ephraim and in the Luach of Eretz Yisrael, Nogul Varach Gamas Chodesh Av. We do this. We do bless Rosh Chodesh Av. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Ve'ein Birkas Rosh Chodesh Ke'kiddush HaChodesh Shohayol Bilfnim. It's not the same thing when we're in Varach HaKodesh. That's not the equivalent to when they had witnesses come and they would be Mekadesh the Chodesh Al Pi Riya via the witnesses. But the purpose of our being Mevarach HaChodesh, why we have Shabbos Mevarachim, is El Shemodim La'olam Masai Yochel Rosh Chodesh. We let the people know when Rosh Chodesh will come out. And therefore, V'yizaru B'kol Hilchos HaChodesh. And therefore, the people will be careful and know the halachos, either, the issue foot number 3 says, either the halachos of Rosh Chodesh itself, or, as some suggest, the halachos of the month that is upcoming. In any event, the Mishnah says, Mikol Mokom Noagu Lamo B'Shas Amiris Rosh Chodesh Ploni B'Yom Ploni. When we say Shabbos Mevarchim, the minhag is to stand up when we say that Rosh Chodesh Tammuz will be on such and such a day. Dugmas Kiddush HaChodesh Hayim U'man. This is similar to the Kiddush HaChodesh that they used to have with the Edim, so we have a parallel to that or a symbolic reference to that we stand up as well. This is brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham. Then Sivkot and Beis, Mishmur says that some women have the custom not to do work. So he says, Avol imnoagu anoshim, he brings down what we brought down in the Shari Truba before, that if men have the custom not to do work, ein zeh min haklal. That's inappropriate. Men should not take off from work on Rosh Chodesh because of this custom. That wasn't the custom. But for the women, who min haktov, the Mishmur says in Sivkot and Gimel, lefi shelo parku nismam l'ego, because the women were not involved in the chayta ego. When Aaron HaKohen, who knew that the women wouldn't be so forthcoming, went to ask them, and this would delay until Moshe Rabbeinu came back, so he asked the women to give off their jewelry to make the egel. And he knew the women wouldn't do so. And in fact, the women didn't. But the husband took their jewelry, or they took their wives' jewelry and gave it instead. But the women didn't participate in the chayt egel. Likewise, the women didn't participate in the chayt of the meraglim. They wanted and loved Eretz Yisrael, and they wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael more than the men did. So nitan lehem Rosh Chodesh liyomtov. So as a reward, so to say, for this, women were given a special additional yomtov of Rosh Chodesh, which the men, so to say, don't have this issa malacha aspect to it. This is brought down in the name of the Torah. He says, v'yesh o tamen, there are other reasons. Ayin be'elyo rabba. The Elyo rabba over here has additional reasons. And he says as well, look in the bir halacha. And if you look in the bir halacha over here, dibra maskul hu min tov. So the Chafetz Chaim brings down that the Bach has a different approach over here to this understanding. Whereas we had the simple understanding, which is the understanding of most of the Rishonim and Achronim, that the women voluntarily took upon themselves in some places not to do certain types of work. And that was a beautiful thing. So the Bach learns it out differently. He learns it out as a cooler for the women. The women say, if we want to work, we can work. There's no restriction at all. If we wish to do heavy work, we're allowed to. It's only if we choose not to do heavy work, we don't have to. And the chiddush of the Bach is that the husband can't force his wife to go do the heavy work. Ein habal rashoy l'chofan lasos melocha, except for the things that are necessary for normal household upkeep. However, he adds that this applies even to the mesharis, even to the female maidservants over here, the waitresses, the housekeepers, etc., that the man may have in the house, he can't force them as well to do work. This is a special yonta for the women. All women, not only his wife. There is a difference, he points out, between his wife and other women. Other women, he just can't force to do heavy work, but he could ask them to do light work. His own wife, he's not even able to force her to do light work if she chooses not to do this. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, Achein, we call a poskim shevesi lamalu. All the other poskim over here that he brings down do not hold like this, not like the Bach. They just say, mitzvah al noshim lenor b'rosh chodesh mimlocha. And the women have the custom that they've accepted upon themselves in those places where they did not to do certain types of malacha. And he says, certainly, the husband can't force them in those places to do malacha. But in other places where they didn't accept upon themselves this custom, theoretically, the husband could ask his wife to do malacha, and that would be allowed. Sivkot and Dalit in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes that the Ramah says, we do follow the minhag over here where the women had the custom not to do work. We don't let them do work. The Bavada Meikara died to the Hochi Kabilu Elayah Linhog, because that was their acceptance of the minhag. And they said, we're not going to do work in these places and this type of work. So therefore, it's only what they accepted that applies. But if the women accepted upon themselves stam that we're not going to do work, then if the minhag was that they don't do any work, so then they can't be meikel and do some work according to this custom. And he says, ayin ber halacha, which again, we just spoke out that the Bach's opinion is different, but came out all the other Rishonim and Achronim disagree with the Bach. Mishmur continues and he writes, im hoya rosh chodesh shnei yomim, when we have a sfeika, the yomim situation, we're not sure if today is the 30th day of the month or today is really the first day of the next month. So yesh deas v'poskim, does this din of malacha, not doing work by the women, apply to both days or not? So he brings down the first opinion, which you can see in the Sharetzion Os Ches is the Rokeach, is brought down in the Beis Yosef, and this is also the Tshuva's Rashbatz's opinion, and that is Yeshikasu Ditzrichim Lios Betelin Shteyamim Lachtum, that this din of not doing Malacha, where the women accepted upon themselves, applies to both days. But then he brings down, and this can be seen in Os Tes in the Sharetzion, by the Shiboli Leket, is brought down in the Beis Yosef. This is also the opinion of the Prichadash, Yeshikasu Dizetoli Biminagamokum. Every place is different. Some places accepted upon themselves for both days, so then applies to both days. But if a place only accepted upon itself for one of the days of Rosh Chodesh, it only applies to that one day of Rosh Chodesh. And there's also mashma in the Prima Gadim this way. However, the Mishmur says, we call Malkum, nevertheless, Aflu Deyazu, even according to this opinion, Ein Lehem L'Holko Rak Yom Rishon Shal Rosh Chodesh, Shua Shlomas Chodesh Avar. But we are being Mekel, it's only allowed to be Mekel on what would be the 30th day of the preceding month. Avolo B'Yom Sheni, but on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is the first day of the next month, which is really Shu Ikar Rosh Chodesh, that you can't be Mekel on where the Minog was, that the women didn't do work. They have to certainly hold it for the second day, even if there were different customs as to whether they hold it as well for the first day, i.e. the 30th day of the preceding month, that could be subject to custom. But the second day, where the custom was not to work, had to be held as the day of Rosh Chodesh that the women didn't do work. Then he brings down Yeshinog and Lisanos Erev Rosh Chodesh. There's a very common custom called Yom Kippur Katan, that people would go and fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh and say a whole series of of Piyutim, in addition to Mincha, called Yom Kippur Katan. And he says, those that have this minhag, v'tov shiyasdim b'pam rishona, shimis'aneh she'enu mekablo olav aso zos yolam. Anybody that does take upon themselves this should say b'li neder. In other words, the first time they do it, they shouldn't say nothing. They should say, I'm only accepting upon myself this month or any other months that I wish to do this, but I'm not accepting upon myself, because otherwise it's as if you made a neder. And therefore, the Shema Yarolo is upon onus. In some situation, you may not be able to fast for whatever the reason. Something comes up, you're not feeling well, and you can't fast. And lo yalov kineder. Now you'd be breaking your neder, because if a person does a good action, it's sometimes as if he made a neder that he'll continue to do that. Therefore, it's better to say bli neder when you do it the first time. Furthermore, anybody that does accept upon himself to fast that day should continue the fast all the way until the night. This is brought down in El Yeraba. There are many different opinions over here, different places that do it different ways. And everybody should do what their custom is and according to their own personal abilities to do so. And this is also Mashmel in the Morgan of Rome. However, he says, but in a place where the entire Tzibur accepted upon themselves to do this, and the Korin Vayichal, and they made it so much of a tainis that they actually lay in Vayichal, and he's included in that group, then certainly you can't fast a half a day, but you have to fast the whole day. And he says, and even if it comes out that Erev Shabbos is on Friday, so you still fast, even though we normally don't fast on Erev Shabbos, because you shouldn't go into Shabbos fasting. And he says, Ayin Lekamen and Simon Tovkuf Samach Bav, Siv Beis, and Nishabura over there, where this is discussed in more detail. The issue footnote number 17 brings down exactly what that discussion is, Ayin Sham. Then he says, as I said, there are those tefillos that we add on, what's called Yom Kippur Katan, that people who fast and hold this, they add on these tefillos during Mincha, including the saying of Vayichal, and including those that are fasting, they say Vayichal, and they have extra piyutim over here. And he says, the reason is, V'tam l'shem zeh, hu l'fima de'isa b'priv chadush. B'chadush explains this over here. The Maram Kordevero, Zal ha'yakori, so Kippur Katan. He called the Kippur Katan, l'fi shibo miskapim v'odushu kol chodesh. Just like Yom Kippur is mechapim for all the year, so every Erev Chodesh is mechapim for the sins of the previous month. Some people have the custom that they look at their week's activities on Friday night to see how their week was, and some people have every night before they go to sleep, they look at their activities of the day, see how the day was. These are all beautiful customs to make sure that we're constantly moving in the right direction and trying to correct things that we do wrong. And he says, this is Dumya, the Sar Shor Shodesh. This is analogous to the bringing of the carbon sawyer as part of the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh. Ukidamrinim b'musaf zaman kaparo l'chol dolusam. As we say, the Musaf Rosh Chodesh, that this is the time for kapara. So therefore, the concept of a Yom Kippur Katan, came about. And this is all written down, that this is all written down over there, ki kinu l'tol dolusam koi al hechadoshim. This is a euphemism over here, explaining for each month. It's a zaman kapara for all the months. In other words, Rosh Lomar, ki olus Rosh Chodesh ha'isabo al toldos yimei hachodesh. So the seer of Rosh Chodesh is brought for the things that happened during the previous month, ad kan l'shon ha-pri-chadosh. That's what the pri-chadosh says. The Magen Avraham adds, because of a Magen Avraham, the minhag tov lo mara slichos, those that say slichos over here, hainu Yom Kippur Katan, the Yom Kippur Katan nusach over here, that they say it kodim tefillas ha-mincha, before they daven mincha, u'bamakum sh'orim divi kvushim, and when they say additional heartfelt tefillas over here, yom u'gam ken kodim tefillas ha-mincha. They should say all of these difficult tefillas that they're saying, all these supplications and acknowledgments that we've done wrong, they should also say them before mincha. He says, "Ubizmanenu." Nowadays, haminug lomar aslichos achat tefilas mincha. He says, "Nowadays, however, the custom has become that people say these tefilos after mincha." Again, all the Dirshu footnotes talk about this in more detail, but I want to make sure that we finish the Mishnah Berurah before we get to any of the Dirshu footnotes, which are voluminous on this beautiful daf. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, "In chol erev Rosh Chodesh b'yom Shabbos." When Erev Chodesh is on Shabbos itself, so then we don't fast, of course, on Shabbos. So Magdimim Lesanos b'yom Chamishin. Since we don't like to fast on Friday, so we move the Yom Kippur Katan up to Wednesday night, i.e. Thursday. So we're doing this b'yom chamishi. The imchol b'yom shishi. If Rosh Chodesh comes out on Friday, so then osun shomim slichos, those people that have Yom Kippur Katan, yisanu b'yom chamishi. Then it's like the regular Thursday, i.e. Wednesday night, going into Thursday, that we do this for. V'yosun shein omim slichos, yisanu b'yom shishi. But if you're not saying slichos, then you can fast on Yom Shishi when Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos. Ulinin hashloma, and in terms of making it up, where this is discussed. And one can look in Dirshu footnote number 23 for that discussion right over here. He then brings down Kosov Shel Shuvas Menachem Azariah. As an aside, Rabbi Menachem Azariah was one of the great Kabbalists who lived in a small town in Italy called Fano. He was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Cordovero and of the Arizal, and he was one of the great Kabbalists of his day. In any event, he writes, Mi shemisana be'er rosh chodesh. If somebody fasts on erev rosh chodesh, sarach lamai besudas halayla. He has to quickly have his meal at night. Shelo yikonis bo kishum meuna. So he shouldn't enter into Shabbos when he's fasting, because that's not proper. Therefore, don't fast till after Tzeisel Kochavim, because then you'd be fasting on Shabbos. However, but if somebody always fasts till the night time, if that's your minhag, then you should do it. Then he says, there are other minhagim that are brought down by the Magen Avraham on this, and he brings them down b'shem shelus shuvus menachem azar v'siyato, with the shuvas of Rabbi Nachman Zayah and his colleagues, who were the Kabbalists of that day, and he is Messiahim, should call Echel Lefim and Hogo, Bezeb Inyan Atainis. Everybody should follow their own customs over here. There's a lot of deep spiritual ideas over here from the Ari and from the Ramosha Cordovero and from the Zohar, but not everybody follows them. Everybody should follow their own customs. And Eilash Sanoso Lahakel, Achi Thiru Lo Nidro. But if somebody did accept upon himself certain things, he shouldn't be Makel and just forget about them unless he is Matir Neder. Finally, he concludes, Kosuwa, Svarim, right, Daf Mishenu Masana, even if somebody doesn't fast, Mikol Mokum, Yiralasus Tshuva Bionze, even if you're not fasting, it's a good day to go and look back at the actions that you've done in the past month and try to be Misakin them. Ulasakin, it's a Sher Ives, Mechol HaChodesh. Look back at the previous month, think about things you may have done not so well and you could do better and try to do Tshuva on them. Because this is the last day of the month and it's a great time to do tshuva, just like the end of the year we do tshuva for the previous year. As I just said. In this way we fulfill the pasuk where it says that Rosh Chodesh should be a kapara for all of your actions of the previous month. That concludes the Mishnah Berurah for today, and now let's try to look quickly at some of the Dirshu footnotes in the 2-3 minutes that we have left. Dirshu footnote number 1 tells us that the reason why we announce in shul on Shabbos Mevarchim is so people should know when Rosh Chodesh is, and on Shabbos we have the largest crowd, that's the best time to make this announcement. When we bless Av, for those that have the custom of Baruch Chodesh Av, in Dirshu footnote number 2, he says we use the Lashon of Menachem Av, not because that is its name, but that's because it should be, Mir Tzashem, Meher Yameinu, should be a month of Nechama for us. Dirshu footnote number 4 says that we hold the Sefer Torah when we do Shabbos Mevarchim, because that adds to our Kavana, and will hopefully make all of our supplications accepted better. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal brings down that this also was a custom that when they would be Ma'avir the Shana, when they would add a leap year, if they didn't have a minion, they would take out a Sefer Torah and do this as well, and therefore we allude to this idea why holding Sefer Torah. One should not be mezalzel in this minhag, and he brings down that even if it's going to cause a tircha tzibur, they're waiting for the Torah for the next minion. Nevertheless, he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita she'ein levatam mishum kachis minhag Yisrael lahachzik Sefer Torah bevichas haChodesh. So this is a very important minhag. If they already put back the Sefer Torah, so then the Mokor Chaim brings out that you shouldn't take it out again, but you can say the bracha of Rosh Chodesh even without the Sefer Torah, and he adds, Shabofen ze odif lomar es birchas chodesh betilas mincha. In that situation, it would be better to do it by mincha time when you have the Sefer Torah out, rather than to take the Sefer Torah out again now, or to do it without a Sefer Torah. The issue footnote number 6 says when you're benching Rosh Chodesh, you should ideally tell all the people exactly when the molad will be, as is the custom in all shuls to announce this, and the molad is the molad in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, and not the molad in the local place where you are. The issue footnote number 7 explains why we bedavka stand up for this. It's based upon a smichus to the psukim, Heochel Chemesh Ba'Koma, and Achodesh Hazel Lochem, so we always stand up when we bench Rosh Chodesh, in this footnote for more details. In Dishu footnote number 8, the Levush brings down why we have the minhag to say Misha Osu Nisim. He says, Shekida Shachodesh Harei Hoya HaMitzvah HaRishona Shebo Nitztavu B'Gulas Mitzrayim. This was the first mitzvah, and therefore we speak about the Gula of Mitzrayim at this time. And the Shari Ephraim says that not only does the Chazan say this, but every person should say this as well. Dishu footnote number 9 has a discussion about whether you add on the words Ule Gisham and Be'itam during certain parts of the year, Ayin Sham. The issue footnote number 10 talks about whether you're allowed to cut your hair or cut your nails on Rosh Chodesh. He brings down a discussion. Sheish Makom Mishain Mistopper in the Engos in a city Padayim Rosh Chodesh, some of the custom not to do that. And he says, even if it is called an Erev Shabbos, when we normally do cut our hair or cut our nails, he says, this is a tzivah from Rav Yehuda HaChosid. So then some of the custom not to do this on Rosh Chodesh. He then brings down an interesting juxtaposition. When Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to go and take haircuts, even though it's during the Sfira on Erev Shabbos, because of the combination of both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Special unique consideration. And I in the rest of this footnote for further details about this. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that this applies to both men and women, where you have the opinion not to cut your hair or nails on Rosh Chodesh. And Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down this as well, that he says, on Leili Rosh Chodesh is also Osur, Mishum Sofik Sakana L'chumra. Whatever is involved over here, that you shouldn't do this, is a Sakana, so you shouldn't even do this on the evening of Rosh Chodesh, the start of Rosh Chodesh, the night before. However, the Eshel Avraham Yibachach disagrees and says, B'Leil Rosh Chodesh, Efshel Hakel Yosem Yasher Bayom. You can be more lenient at nighttime than during the daytime. And he adds that if you started to cut your nails and then you remembered it's Erev Rosh Chodesh, you can continue, you don't have to stop. The issue footnotes number 13 and 14 discuss in greater detail what malacha women can do or cannot do in places where they've accepted to do so. Ein shum in these footnotes. The issue footnote number 16 discusses how one accepts upon himself a tainus for Erev Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur Katan. And the rest of the Dear Shu footnotes I've already alluded to when we read the Mishnah Berurah, giving you particular additional details. That concludes today's shir. Leading Nishmas, my mother, Chanan Bas Meir Avram. Her holy neshama shel Aliyah from our learning. Thank you very much for listening. That concludes today's shir.